It is 27 minutes past 11 on this Monday morning, and we so delighted you're back.
Hi!
Fionnuala J's back on the coffee run, and she's starting it with a bang. Let's go.
Oh, I sure am. Bang is right. Come here, where are you on Brussels sprouts? Do you like them?
Sorry, I say I like them. I like them when you cover them in maple syrup and you add bacon into them and then put some pine nuts on top of them.
So they don't taste like Brussels sprouts
exactly.
anymore.
Yeah. And they're fried.
Miso Brussels sprouts I want to try this year. But again, it's also, you're just covering them in something else. Anyway, we know Brussels sprouts. We know sometimes they can have an adverse effect on people. Mm-hmm. You know, are we getting the hint here? So Brussels sprouts are banned on board the International Space Station for this reason. But it's not just because, like, you know, they smell or whatever afterwards, the after effects, the farting, because obviously farts do smell. But farts in the International Space Station could cause explosions.
Not where
journalism,
where
guys. Journalism.
Say farts.
3 years of a degree, worth it.
Say farts
absolutely
one more time.
Worth it. Yeah, so sprouts are banned, baked beans are banned, cabbages are banned. This technology expert was explaining, her name is Maddie Moats. She was saying sprouts have a tendency to make us quite gassy, and you wouldn't want a crew of astronauts sealed inside the space station feeling uncomfortable because farts are flammable.
Oh my God. I never even thought.
Now, I'm going to be honest, I know a few people on Earth and their farts are flammable. You know what I mean? So what can I do about them, Maddie, you know?
Me and the girls were down in Galway last weekend or the weekend before, whenever it was, and we were in a pub and we were sitting on low stools.
Okay.
Now, this particular pub is known for its pints of Guinness and how great they are, right?
Yeah.
Now, what comes alongside that?
Yeah.
Now, the small stools, when you're sitting on them, are at honestly the perfect height for an arse in your face.
Oh my God, you were just directly bringing
not
it
even
in.
Joking. One girl took a big haha laugh at the exact same time she ate a Guinness fresh.
I can't.
It's like a rat ran over her foot the way she jumped. She left.
No, there was bite in that as well, I'd say. There was bite in the
no
air.
No one could smell it because she quite literally had it all.
Oh my God, she went like Kirby. Oh my God, like beyond. But I tell you what, right? I want to question this, right? So basically, because of this research they found, they've obviously come up with a new diet for the astronauts to try and reduce the flatulence and the farting, right? So they've gone with this like kind of new bland diet. But when I'm kind of thinking of like that, I'm kind of like, obviously specific veg like sprouts and broccoli do cause farting. I do get that. But I feel like I fart more when I'm on kind of the beige diet. You know what I mean? I'm revealing way too much about myself now. I'll never make it as an astronaut.
So happens on the show.
I'm like, that can't be right, can it? Also as well, fizzy drinks are a nightmare. You can't tell
if you fizzy drinks and a slice of bread, that's you gone.
Yeah, oh truly.
Like, so if this is all they're offering you up there, but obviously these ones aren't flammable. That's the problem.
And you can't open a window, you know what I mean? So I like know. That's otherwise you're going you're getting Matthew McConaughey or whatever. I can't remember what happens in Interstellar, but anyway,
one of them
like
goes
that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like game over, ball press. Yeah. Going from farts to dinner parties.
Yes.
I assume that this is not the proper etiquette for a dinner party to be farting as you're sitting there.
Well, definitely try not to fart at a dinner party, but also like don't give yourself a health issue. Like if we let the wind blow free, as that expression goes. But yeah, there's this ex-Vogue editor, her name's Alexandra Schulman, and she's been sharing her like 25 tips for hosting parties, specifically like celebrity parties and the things she's seen from being at them and hosting them. And she's giving her kind of top do's and don'ts for anyone who's hosting a party over the festive period. And I think now Alexandra is a Brit, and I think that shows from the tips, because I think they're just totally at odds with what Irish people do as hosts and what Irish people do as guests. So I'll go through some of the hosts ones first. She says dress codes are ghastly. Why make people wear something they don't necessarily look good in and will probably never wear again? P.S. Fancy dress is totally unacceptable.
No.
Have a laugh, Alexandra, for once in your life. Do you know?
And you've not experienced true joy if you haven't seen someone try to scramble to put together a costume and then explain it for the whole night. That's half the crack.
That's my personality all over. Like, I love it.
You go all out actually for fancy dress. I need to point this out.
Yeah, and people never get it. I spent Halloween 2 years ago explaining that I was dizzy from Bob the Builder, and everyone was like, okay.
Very specific.
Very specific. But that's what we love about it. Other tips, she said, never see couples next to each other at the table unless you're in America, where for some reason the practice is common. It's pretty common here as well, no?
Well, naturally. I also think, like, okay, let's take dinner party out of it, going to a wedding. if I'm not sitting beside Brian, I'd be like, who's my escape?
I just, yeah, exactly.
Who's going to the bar for me?
Can you imagine sitting like your uncle at a wedding next to someone randomly you went to college with and him being like, what are we going to talk about? You know what I mean? Absolutely not. Don't fret about the food, as no one remembers what they ate if they had a good time. I don't know if I agree with that.
Sorry, everybody remembers if it's crap.
All Irish people talk about is food. Yeah. All I think about is food. Food takes over my entire brain. If you're serving me scabby shrimp or whatever, needless to say, you're going to be on my list.
And I'll be talking about it forever.
And forever.
I still remember the lack of bread rolls from a dinner dance from the GAA in 2007. Like, like, I was like, oh God, we may as well bring our own next year. Like, I'm still talking about it.
Yeah, no, serve enough bread, guys.
Yeah,
don't be skimpy on the bread. For guests, then, she says, never accept an invitation to an event you know you'll want to skip when the day arrives.
It's not ours.
Which I, yeah, but I think, like, that is good advice. Irish people just don't take it.
No, we can't. Because, you see, we are obsessed with being polite and saying, yeah, no, I'll absolutely be there. Even though you know deep down you do not want to be there.
Yeah, and then the whole way to the doorstep, you're like, oh, I wish you could be anywhere else. And then you're like, ah, Miranda! Thank you so much for having me. Yes, can't wait. Woo. Like, classic. Don't ask who else is invited. You definitely, we were talking about this off air, and you definitely were not a fan of this one.
I want to know who I'm spending my evening with.
Yeah.
Like, if I could be on my couch by myself doing nothing, or spending a evening with a bunch of people that I really don't like, which one am I choosing?
Obviously, the couch.
Yeah, obviously. So you put me in that position, I'm not going to like it. However, if I had a guest list that I knew, I was like, no, they're going to be the crack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd be
like,
it does help.
I'm like, about to name them right now. Yourself, Pork Wilson McCarthy,
yes.
PJ Kirby.
Yes.
Throw Taryn in there for a good. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, I'm all up for that now.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. This one I didn't agree with. Don't bring flowers.
You love
no host wants to scramble around for a vase.
Have them at the ready.
You have to. Yeah, you know, just opening the door with all your vase collection. Like, hi. I think flowers are so nice, and I always bring flowers. No, this is making me like self conscious that every host I've ever given flowers to has been like. Straight into the compost bin. Do you know?
Can't believe the neck of her that she actually bought us a bunch of flowers.
I just think they're a good catch-all, because I was trying to think of like, I'm obviously in the middle of like gifting, you know, and like thank you presents and stuff like that. And you're trying to figure, like, I just think everyone likes flowers.
Well, myself and Taryn were talking about this a couple of weeks ago that apparently olive oil is the new thing to give, but like, I don't want olive oil.
Now, if I got a really nice olive oil, I think I would be pretty delighted. In a nice fancy glass bottle, and maybe it has like a like an oil thing at the top as well, so you can like do both for your bread.
Okay, so you've just flipped the nerd. That's what you're going to be buying for people from here on out.
Olive oil from here on in, girls. So yeah, they're your tips for festive party season should you need them.
Sorry, there's one more that I need to refer to that says don't sit in a corner with your best friend. Don't give me wine, because this is exactly what's going to happen. If my best friend's there, I'm catching up with them.
Yeah, like, what is the point of going to a party if you're not going to sit and talk to people?
Yeah, in-depthly.
I don't know, Alexandra. I think you need a few more years hosting the parties.
Yeah. Think you're
25 years isn't enough.
Let's end on a great note, because we've only just put the Christmas decorations up, but let's talk about taking them down.
Taking them down, yeah. So this couple has shared, I think it was on TikTok, they basically showed the way that they're able to store their tree fully decorated so they don't have to decorate it year on year, right? They basically have it kind of on a pulley system so that it pulls up. This is obviously America because they have basements.
Basement.
We don't have basements here, we have garages, okay? Let's get
right. We don't, we've got sheds.
Oh, we have sheds, sorry, of course. So the tree comes up through the living room on a pulley system in from the basement into the sitting room. So they basically just have to pull it up. Decorated, done, perfect. And when they're done, they drop it back through the hole, cover the floor, sorted.
Do you know what would happen in an Irish house if you had that?
What?
There'd be some mammy and you'd be absolutely wrecking her head, and she'd be like, that's it, Christmas is off. And she would collapse the Christmas tree, and that would be the end of it. And
like then you'd Nanny be like, McPhee or something, like, yeah, just hit
done.
The buzzer.
And then you'd be like, Mom, no. And it's like, no, you're not getting any of this. Do you bring that washing up the stairs and you sort out all your shoes and you do your goddamn homework?
Truly.
And then you get the tree back.
Yeah. And the trap door with all the presents like dramatically like falling to the basement. You're like, no! The PS5 crashing, falling to bits. But like, whatever with this, okay, very genius way of storing a Christmas tree and like have it up, have it straight down. It's the staying fully decorated I kind of don't, I'm not really on board with. Is that not the whole like,
that's the crack of it,
point of Christmas and joy of Christmas and giving out, and like, oh, do we need to decorate the back of the tree? We do need to decorate the back of the tree. I'm very team that.
Sorry, I caught my friends out for this the other day because they live in an apartment block we were driving past, and we pulled up and rang them and they turned on the tree and they had no lights on the back of the tree.
No.
So like, so from the road their
guys,
tree looks
come on.
Crap.
You wouldn't wear half a pair of trousers, like, you wouldn't be going around with your behind out. Put lights on the other side of the tree, you know?
Just crazy. A public service announcement.
That's all I'll say on that. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm just like, I get wanting to save time and stuff like that, but I mean, for what? Like, at the expense of your Christmas joy.
Are you really going to one of those dinner parties with all the rules and regulations you hate, over decorating your Christmas tree fully at the back? No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Fionnuala J, you'll be back with us again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. 2FM.